Our relationship was very toxic, so we thought moving out was gonna, you know, grow us, but you could just tell, like, it was going downhill.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the season finale. I'm your host, Alan Eist, and this is Noche de Pendejadas. Amigas, como acaban de escuchar, hoy se nos acaba la temporada número 3 de Noche de Pendejadas, and I am so excited para que ustedes miren este episodio. Please help me welcome my guest tonight, the long-awaited episode with Ashley!
Hello!
You guys, all of you guys have been asking for this episode, and after negotiating back and forth on and finally getting the right price, we literally have Miss Businesswoman Ashley here.
It's a very good price, let me tell you that.
It was a really good, hefty price. You guys, let me tell you guys something. I've never, ever, we've almost made 100 episodes on Noche de Pendejadas, and I have never paid a guest once. You're literally the first guest I paid.
I guess it's good, no?
But for you.
For me, it is.
I mean, I've flown like a couple people out, you guys, but I've never like literally paid anyone to sit down here. Pero saben que después, after months of teasing this, after you guys telling me like, oh my God, Alan, it's going to be worth it. Pay the bitch. We got the bitch here. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How
you
are
better
you
do
doing?
Good. Hell yeah. I'm like, you better do good or I'm going to have to fucking do a chargeback. I'm good. I feel like this was such a long time in the making.
Yes,
but like,
it was.
Hasta que se nos hizo.
I know, right? I've been excited yet nervous about this episode, but I'm glad it's finally, you know, coming out. Finally, you know, letting it all out.
You know what's so crazy? The whole time we've kind of rescheduled this episode, I want to say like three times, no more.
Yeah.
Because originally Ashley was not supposed to be the season finale, and you got COVID once.
Yes.
And then one of the other times we had some production problems. Mm-hmm. The other times Ashley couldn't make it porque andaba para arriba y para abajo, para el centro, para adentro. But I was like, Yeah, mijita. And then you were trying to play the card like, what about next season?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I was.
Ahorita voy a traer, amiga, y vamos a estar. So antes de que empezamos, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Ashley. So for those of you guys that don't know her, para que ella les diga un poquito más de quién es y qué hace. I do nothing.
I stay at home. I'm just kidding. I'm Ashy. For most of you that know me, it's ASJMQ. I'm 21 years old, and I'm currently working as a dental assistant. And I'm hoping to go to school for a hygienist next year. That's pretty much it. I'm not a really exciting person, honestly.
She's like, I'm boring. I don't know why y'all requested me.
I know.
I feel like a lot of you, if you guys know Ashley, if you've been a Familia Metiche member, I feel like you guys have literally been, you guys have seen Ashley go through so many stages because we started filming videos together when you were what?
14. Like, I was 14 years old. And like, I look at my videos back then, I'm like, oh
cringe.
My God, why would I do that? It was cringe, like the Christmas one.
You know what's so crazy? The other day, we were actually playing back some old videos that we would do before, because el otro día me la agarré bien marihuana a la muchacha. And I was like, Ashley, you know what's so crazy? Antes no te daba vergüenza to like act full on camera.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, well, before you didn't have no one watching. And now I'm like, girl, so we were watching our old videos and I was like, oh my God, even I felt embarrassed for myself.
Yeah, and I'm embarrassed for you.
I would literally be skipping the videos where I would be saying some cringy ass shit because I was like, oh my God, like I feel so embarrassed. But it's been a crazy journey. You know, I've known Ashley since she was 14. I was her chambelán.
You were?
Crazy. I've been in Ashley's life for 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 26 years. Oh yeah, the same amount of years I know Danny.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like I've seen Ashley go through so much. And I was like, you know what? We're going to sit down here and just kind of platicar y hablar con ustedes y que Ashley, you know, nos platique de muchas cosas que le han pasado en su vida. Antes de que empecemos con el chisme, you guys, I want to go ahead and say something before y'all be like, this is not your show. It is.
It is.
I'm like, it's Noche de Pendejadas by Alanized. But I want to go ahead and say something, you guys. I feel so bad that like I'm ending the season with no makeup on. I woke up like this.
But I'm
used to like doing the full glam. My skin has been really going through it after surgery. Mm-hmm. It's been so fucking dry. It's been cracking. It's been peeling. Like, even if you look at my makeup right now, like, look at that. Look at all that texture. I'm not used to that. But por eso es como estamos así. But anyways, enough about me. Now back to the guests. So, para empezar, vamos a empezar con el chisme. Porque para eso la traje, you guys. Yo no la traje para platicar. Yo le pagué para que me dé el chisme.
Hey, you haven't paid me yet.
I'm like, after. So, okay. So, to start off, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everyone just to warm things up. How was Ashley as a child? ¿Cómo fuiste tú de niña?
Oh my God. I feel like for the most part, my childhood was good. You know, I feel like the only thing that went bad in my childhood was like my parents' divorce and them separating and not growing up with two parents. I feel like that's what messed me up the most. You know, I felt like I've always been like second in everything. You know, I feel like everyone's make it seem like I had to follow Danny's footsteps. And, you know, I didn't like that because we're both in different paths in our lives. Like, he's older than me, I'm younger, and I'm still going through like everything that a young person has to go through, you know? And I felt like a lot of people thought that I would be successful by then, but moved out, already have a boyfriend, kind of practically already be married.
Kind of like following Danny's footsteps.
Yes, in a way. And like, you know, I'm very proud where Danny's at, very, very proud of him. But, you know, like I said before, everyone has their own life paths. And, you know, regardless of where you are in life, you're going to make it some way or another. You know, that's how I felt as a kid. I mean, I have no complaints except for that. You know, I've always been very happy as a child.
As a child, and maybe even as an adult, you felt like the pressure of like, oh, shit, Danny's doing this amazingly. Like, everyone expects me to do the same.
Yeah, I felt like that pressure, and I still feel it now. Like, I feel like I'm not good at where I'm at right now, but realistically I am. I'm still working. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with school. You know, your life doesn't change like with the click of a button or press of a button. Like, it takes some time, you know, regardless of where you at right now.
I think that's actually something very important. I feel like especially it happens with like the younger kids, because I felt that pressure up until I became an adult, because then I became the most successful one.
I don't have to worry about that. No,
they got the pressure. I know what you mean, because I feel like when you're younger, like, especially like for you, like, you know, especially as Danny started getting older, you know, he, you know, got his car, he got a job, he got this, he moved out, you know, he is making a full life. And I feel like you always, I mean, you've talked to me about it, and I feel like you've always have said that, like, you always feel like everyone around you expects you to be at the same level of like, oh, Danny moved out, I gotta move out.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny got this much money, I gotta have that much money.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, at the age that I'm at, I still want to have fun. I still want to, you know, meet new people, do new things that I've never done before. Like, I don't want to rush things in my life. I still have a long way to go. Like, nothing has to happen right when you turn 20 or right when you turn 18. Like, I feel like you got to take your own time with it, like, regardless what path you're taking.
I also do feel like you said, I feel like you guys are two different, completely different persons.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone fucking moves at the pace that they can or they want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always told Ashley, because, you know, she's always had that like thing in her head where like she feels like she's not doing enough, she's not doing, you know, the most. And I always tell her, like, girl, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm where I'm at, not because, you know, I worked harder than you, but honestly, like, yes, I work hard, but like, I can say I got lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna sit down here and be like, oh my God, like, I worked my ass off and this is why I'm here. No, I got lucky.
Yeah.
And I found luck and I ran with it. And that's why I've done so much shit with my life at such a young age. But that doesn't mean, you know, you should beat yourself up for it, for because you see other people around you kind of, you know, succeeding faster than you will. That doesn't mean you're not going to succeed.
Yeah, no. And I always feel like I beat myself up for it. I feel like that's one thing I really do beat myself up for, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just sometimes I always think about life's too short, but realistically, life is fucking long.
I got 80 years.
I got a long way to go.
Like 50 if I take care of myself. If I keep doing what I'm doing. Right. You're right, though. You're only 21.
Yeah.
You didn't become like a responsible adult until like 18.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you were a niña. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I just feel like I've gone through so much with how young I've been that I feel like I have to be an adult. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And I feel like, I mean, you have gone through so much, and I feel like with what you've gone through, you have kind of like adulted fast. But I just feel like, you know, just take it day by day.
I feel like another thing I struggle with the most as a child and still till this day is like body dysmorphia. Like when I was younger, I was very insecure of myself. Like you even know, like I would dress as a boy. I would dress like with boy clothes. I would even steal Danny's clothes to make myself feel comfortable. Like I just have never been secure with myself, even till right now. It's been very hard for me. Like, and I always like thought before, like body dysmorphia isn't real. Like, you know, you're just in your head. Like, but people around me are always like, you're so skinny. You're so skinny. And in my head, I'm like, no, dude, I'm like fat. Like, I feel like I'm fat and I still think I'm fat. And like, even in my skinniest, I still think I'm not my skinniest.
Yeah.
And I look back at pictures of myself. I'm like, dude, really? Why did I think I was like big when I was really skinny? I was skinnier than I am right now. Like, what's going on?
I wish I was like that right now.
Like, what the hell? I feel like I've tried my best to make myself feel more confident in myself, because, you know, you can only love yourself. And like, regardless of what people tell you or how people see you, you just got to look at yourself and be like, you're beautiful. And like, I always try and tell myself every single day. But I feel like that's one thing I did struggle with the most when I was younger. And I mean, still struggling till now, but it's gotten way, way better. I'm not dressing like a freaking boy anymore. I've gotten more comfortable. I figured out my style. Like, I feel like I'm going good where I'm at right now, you know?
Do you feel like the body dysmorphia started from like maybe bullying as a kid or like in school?
I feel like when I was younger, I got told that I was like, you know, fat and like, you know, from family members. And like, at first it didn't hurt me, but I feel like, you know, now that I think about it, it's like maybe that was traumatic for me, you know. But back then it's like, you know, I'll just call them fat back, you know.
Like, you're like, you're fat too.
You're fat. No, I'm just kidding. But like, that had to do a lot with like family trauma. And like, you know, living in a Mexican household also like made me struggle as a teen, because I wouldn't be able to get like second plates, or I'd feel like weird to get second plates, or like, why aren't you eating that much? It's like, dude, do you want me to eat? Do you want me to not eat? Like,
Do you want me to look skinny or do you want me to look fat? Like, make it in between.
Come on now. So yeah, I feel like it had to do a lot with like comments that were made by family. I never got bullied in school. I feel like the only thing I got bullied in school was for having big boobs. Like, you got big tits.
But I feel like at the time that was like a bad thing, you know, for a little girl, you know, because I feel like as a little girl, you know, you develop tits faster, boobs faster than most of your friends. And I feel like it almost made you like the outcast, like, oh, she got like, booblets, make fun of her. Like, little did they know they would have wanted those later on in the years.
I know, not my problem.
No, you don't.
You don't got any now.
It's crazy though, because it does cause something.
I feel like I always remembered that as a child, like always getting bullied for my boobs for no reason.
Did you feel like it affected you, or did it almost sometimes make you not like how, you know, developed you were or anything?
Yeah, I feel like it made me feel bigger than I was because of my boobs, you know. Even though my body's tiny, my boobs are big. And so like when I would put a shirt or something, I would feel so much bigger than I actually was. And like, dude, is it my boobs or is it my body?
Yeah.
So in my head, it's like, oh, it's your body. Like, it's you that's big. It's not your boobs. Like, that's how I felt. Like,
it would trigger something in you. Yeah,
and that's why I dressed like a tomboy.
You did? Because
I hated that.
I remember when I met Ashley, you guys, and it's funny. It's crazy now, like, looking back at years, you know, even how, you know, I didn't know she was going through all that shit. I just thought she loved dressing like a boy.
Yeah, and you'd bully me.
I remember
me.
We'd make fun of you.
No,
you
they would make fun of me hard.
Like, we literally, you guys remember when we had that one joke where we thought she was lesbian?
I know. Remember? I know.
And she would go along with it. So we're like, okay, like maybe like she's okay with it. But like,
maybe she is lesbian.
Maybe she's going to come out soon. But like, it's crazy because like at the time I didn't know that it was because, you know, you were insecure about how you looked or like how you, you know, you were, you know, developing. At the time, this was like what, 6-7 years ago. We really, like, she would dress with baggy shirts to school with, no, like, jeans with
and,
backpack,
like, Vans.
Like, I looked like tomboy. And at the time, you know, también uno de chamaquillo, because I was not even out of high school yet when I met her. I was like, oh, like, maybe she's just, you know, going towards, like, the tomboy lesbian.
Maybe she is going to be lesbian in the future. And turns out I wasn't.
And turns out she is. No, but, like, all jokes aside, like, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of, like, little things along the road, like, even, like, maybe to me or even to you at the time didn't seem so, like, oh my God, I'm so hurt by that comment, but maybe it ends up building up.
Yeah.
Especially with like a childhood when you're a niña, like you don't really know how to comprehend these things. So like, even when your grandma, your grandpa, your tía, your tío be like, oh, estás gordita, mija. Oh. Lo dicen de cariño, obviamente, but like, as a kid, you're like
damn, did I gain weight? Did I really look
good? Like, do I look really fat? Because that's what happened to me too. Like I got very traumatized like as a kid because it was like you said, oh, te llaman gordito. So then you don't want to eat, but then they're like, ¿por qué no comes? And I'm like, all right, so if I eat, and then you go for a second plate, ay, mijo, cálmale.
Ay,
and
I'm like, la bitch, comida?
I'm like, let me decide what you want to call me. But it's crazy, like, how that affects you, you know what I mean? So, so you grow up, you know, going through all this, you know, traumatic stuff about your parents' divorce, you know, always feeling second, and then also always, you know, being very insecure about your
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Roddy, how were you in high school?
I was a loner / stoner.
She's like loner stoner.
No, because I dead ass had no friends when I was in high school. I had maybe like two friends. I was an outcast, and like I felt like I was known as Danny's sister, or like towards like your senior year, I was Alan Ives' sister-in-law. So like I was always known from someone else. I wasn't never known by, oh, it's Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Danny's sister. Always since, because we went to the same elementary, we went to the same middle school. Oh, Montes, you're Danny's sister. I'm like, fuck, what did Danny do? What did Danny do?
Or like you always just had that like reputation of just being someone.
Yes, and I knew Danny was a bad kid, like, you know, so they thought I was a bad kid, so I always got picked on. I'm like, no, don't. But I feel like in high school I was very to myself, very shy, like I was more focused in school and getting stoned, like
you did.
I was smoking like practically like every day, like during high school, during lunch, I would skip class. Like there, I don't know how I didn't get caught because I would bring my piece in.
I honestly don't know how. Like, you guys, funny story. I'm gonna call her out right now.
What?
Funny story.
What?
You remember the time you fucking took an edible?
Oh,
bitch. Got home, started throwing up.
No, I threw up in Danny's car.
Oh yes, she threw up in Danny. Okay, so we pick her up. You were with her ex-boyfriend at the time, like in high school, because one thing too, you always had boyfriends during high school.
I did. I was never single through high school. Never. And you know, that's one thing I regret.
Really?
Is that I never experienced my hoe phase through high school, because I always, middle school, I had a boyfriend. And then beginning of high school, boyfriend. And then middle of high school, like, boyfriend. And then end of high school, boyfriend. I was like, oh my freaking God, I can't catch a break, man.
She's like, God, all these men love me. No, but it's crazy because you always did, you know, she always did have a boyfriend, but funny, like, she's over here saying that she didn't have time to be a hoe, but girl, like, aren't you young still? Didn't you just say, like, 10 minutes ago, you were young, so enjoy life? No, but it's crazy, going back to my story with her, like, always, you know, being a little stoner, it's crazy because I remember at the time, me and Danny, I think we were already out of high school. Yes, because we picked you up.
I was a sophomore. So yeah.
So me and Danny were already graduated. I think I was already living in their house, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you were.
I think I was, yeah. No. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And I remember Ashley asked us to pick her up. She was like, oh, pick me up. I'm here with like my man, like pick me up. And we're like, okay, pick her up. She gets in the car and she starts acting dumb, right? She starts,
I did.
She's like, my stomach hurts. Like I ate something in lunch, like yada, yada, yada. And I was like,
you're like,
keep in mind, I was a little bit more like dumb because at the time I didn't know shit about drugs. Like y'all know, I didn't even like smoked until I was over 21. So, but Danny was like, this bitch did something.
Yeah.
And okay, tell him that story.
And like, all I remember is I was like, the car was spinning and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna throw up. Like for sure, for sure. And I just throw up in my hands and I grab my throw up. Like it's so gross. I grab my throw up in my hands and it's all in my thighs. And did you guys stop or did we like go home?
I think we were already like gonna park in your house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they made me hold my throw up the whole ride there, which, I mean, I wouldn't blame them because I threw up in Danny's car. Yeah. And they made me clean up everything I was on.
I'm like, don't take the credit, bitch. The bitch got... Okay, so she threw up. I'm like, let me say it how it was. She threw up in the car. She holded it for a little bit, but then it went everywhere.
Yeah.
She gets off the car, goes straight to mine and Danny's shower.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how or why me and Danny were like panicking because we're like, bitch, like the car is fucking full of throw up. We go to our room to the shower and this bitch is all fucking laying on her fucking floor, like in the shower, encuerada con toda la panocha de fuera.
I was.
Like, I was like, did I really just see Ashley's pussy? Like, ew. Like,
you did.
And we had to tell her mom, like, obviously, like, we caught up and we're like, no, like, this bitch is more than fucking a stomach ache. Yeah. But we told your mom it was a stomach ache.
Yeah.
And your mom's like, pues es que andas comiendo puras cosas malas.
No, because she put me on a diet after that. She put me on a hardcore diet after that.
She's like, es que andas comiendo puras cochinadas en la escuela. And I'm like, ma'am, she's just smoking.
She's drugged up.
But how did you get so bad? Weren't you already smoking a lot?
I was, but like, I hadn't been taking edibles then, and I took 1,000 mg one, and like, you know, I didn't know how to proportion it. I didn't know what, you know, I didn't know anything. So I was like, fuck it, half of it won't do nothing.
I ate it all,
and dude, it was it's kind of a blur to me, but I still remember it. Like, I remember y'all seeing my pussy. I remember me throwing up in the room. I mean, in the car. Like, I remember all of that, and the fact that all of you guys left and made me take care of Noah. Well, I was all drugged up. Then I threw up while I was taking care of him.
It's because we had somewhere to go. I think I was going to an event that night that we ended up even fucking taking an Uber because the fucking car smelled like fucking throw up. But we ended up cleaning up like the best we can. And then like the next day, I think we took it to like a car wash. But bitch... like
that was bad.
It was bad.
So that was me in high school.
She's like, I know what her pussy looks like. It's not cute. I'm like, and it's hairy. No, but it was nasty, you guys. It was like, just imagine this bitch. Like,
no, I was like spread open.
And me and Danny walk into our room, like to our bed, because our room had a shower, which is actually your room now.
And I was passed out
like this bitch with like las piernas abiertas, lista para que alguien venga.
Yeah.
And me and Danny were like, bitch.
I hadn't even known you for a year.
Yeah, I was barely even dating Danny. So, but Danny ended up showering you. Te lavó bien.
He
showered you and we were off on our way. So that was a little crazy little memory that we have from high school. I don't think we've ever shared it.
I don't think we have.
I don't. Oh my God, an exclusiva. So yeah, enough of the laughing. Ya que quitarnos esto de aquí. Let's talk about what I paid her to talk about. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Lo que todos quieren saber. What this video is titled. But we talked about how, you know, you spent a lot of your time on social media.
Yeah.
for a time, you also were doing YouTube on your own channel.
Yeah, I was.
Which, let's do a petition for Ashton to come back, because apparently everybody loves her more than me. Because
okay, because I kind of been thinking about it. Like, should I come back? But I'm really nervous to come back.
Will the views still be there? No, because why would you get, like, almost more views than me back then?
It's because I'm pretty.
It's because I'm famous. Well, we'll see how this one does in views, and then she'll think about it.
Right?
So during your time on social media, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like we were always super open with our lives on social media.
Yeah,
I feel like now we're a little bit more reserved. Mm-hmm. But me acuerdo que en ese entonces, you know, you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Very public relationship, which, you know, a lot of you guys were brought into, you know, this person appeared on my videos. They did videos together on her channel, which they're no longer there. But, you know, it was a very public relationship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she dated this guy for all high school, moved out, ran away with him. Moved to Utah with him.
Yeah.
And then suddenly one day she was back in California single.
Yes.
And I feel like ever since she came back and ever since she announced that she was single, ready to mingle, the questions started coming in. And Ashley, ¿por qué? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué? Why'd you guys break up? Did you cheat on him? Did he cheat on you? What happened? Tell us. And for a long time, I felt like you always told everyone in video, and you always even told me, and I respected it, that you always told me that, you know, you weren't ready to talk about it at the moment. You had a lot of healing to do, but you always did tell me that, you know, whenever you were ready, whenever you were healed, that you would talk about it.
Yeah.
And she's healed.
And I'm healed.
And she's here. So for all the chismosas, for all the people that actually wanted to...
All the chismosas, man.
What happened? Tell us the tea. ¿Qué pasó? Okay. What was the reason y'all finished? Like, let us know.
All right, wow, this is a juicy one for you guys.
She's all seeing money signs everywhere.
money.
She's like, I gotta do the good in this part.
You guys, get your motherfucking tea because it's good. But so the big reason onto why I came back and why I was single after, you know, everything that happened. So we moved out. I moved out to Utah expecting, you know, for the best, you know, getting our own place together, growing as a couple. You know, I always thought that would be great. Like, that was one thing that I really wanted to do, like, with him. And so, you know, we left to Utah. I felt like I was so distracted by love, by toxicity, by manipulation, like, that I felt like leaving my family was, like, the best thing that I could do. And you know what? It wasn't. It was actually the worst thing I could do. But, you know, like, every relationship, there's always ups and downs. And, you know, I felt like this relationship was very toxic. And at the time, I did think it was going to last forever. And I was hoping it would last forever. You know, I always told you, always thought it would last forever. I really, really cared for him. Not anymore. But like I said before, I was just blinded by everything, by love, by all that. Like I said, our relationship was very toxic. So we thought moving out was going to, you know, grow us. And at first, you know, it went good, but you could just tell, like, it was going downhill. You could just tell it was going downhill. There was more fights. There was a lot more disagreements. And I could just tell there was something off. And, like, I knew for a couple weeks that something was going on. It wasn't the same anymore. You know, it didn't feel like a relationship. It felt like more like I had a roommate. And I even told Alan that I had a dream, you know, that he was cheating on me. And I was like, fuck, like, you know, I'm crazy. Maybe I'm just crazy, you know, but believe your dreams because they are true. Because honestly, like, the way I found out was the way it happened in my dream. It was weird because, like, okay, let's start it.
Like, let's start the tea.
So it was just a regular day, you know, it was a weekend.
It wasn't a regular day, actually.
Oh, no, it was our anniversary that day. It was, I don't know what anniversary it was, but it was
your third year, maybe?
Yeah, I don't even know. But it was our anniversary, and I remember, you know,
I bought him, I had set up the whole living room into a little like movie theater. Like, I kid you not, I was dripping sweat by the end of the night trying to put this movie theater in the living room together before he got out of work. And whatever, I went to go pick him up and came back, bought us food, got us movies. So cute, right? Everything like was so perfect. Like, I was so happy. And then I was like, he controlled like the lights on his phone. So I was like, oh, like, can I see your phone? Because I want to like put the lights more romantic and more like, you know, sexy time.
I gotta get digged out tonight.
But in reality,
it's like, that didn't happen.
That did not happen. So I went ahead and grabbed his phone to change the lights, and I like see a girl's name, and I'm not one to be like, what the fuck, like, you know, text girls, whatever, but like this name never rang a bell in my head. So I was like, who is this? And I was a dumbass for not checking those messages. I just was like, you know, I'm not one to look through phones. So I was like, who is this? And he was like, no one, don't worry about it. And I was like, don't worry about it, what do you mean? Like, you're living with me, like, I need to know who that is. And like the look on his face, like when he's like, fuck, like you could just see like, fuck, like
I got caught.
And I looked at him, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, are you serious? Like, are you really like doing this right now? And then he was like, look, like, he's like, let me explain. And I was like, the second he said that, I was like, fuck you. I was like, that is so fucked up. And like, I feel like that day was such a blur because your mind goes through so many emotions and so many thoughts. It's like, how long had he been doing this? He didn't give me no answers. Like, all he gave me was that he was talking to her for a couple months and that he was very lonely and that he didn't have anyone. And I was in my head like, dude, you had me this entire time.
Yeah.
I'm living with you. Like, you could talk to me about anything. If there are certain things you didn't want to talk about, then that's fine. But you didn't have to go out of your way to like speak to another girl that you used to fuck with, you know, in order to just feel happy. Like, if you didn't feel happy in this relationship, you should have just left. Like, what's the whole point of cheating? Like, I don't get that. Whatever, I ended up like crying my eyes out. And then I remember calling my stepdad and I was like, dude, like, I need you to get me a plane right now, like, back home. Like, I can't do this. He was drunk. Went ahead and called my best friend. She was drunk. Everyone was out that day.
I remember.
Everyone was fucking out that day. And I was like, dude, I just got cheated on and no one's helping me. But thank God, you know, my lovely, amazing brother, like, even though he was out, he like dropped everything and was like, all right, let me find you the first flight home. I kid you not, like, he had the other guy. He had no words to say to me. He had nothing to say to me. He let me leave with no explanation, tears in my eyes, nothing, like, didn't even stop me. Like, that's when I knew that everything was over and, like, everything had been over for a long time. And, you know, I just wish it would have happened differently rather than me finding out the way I did. I wish he would have just left
me
because, like, that would have been so much better, you know, because it does cause a lot of trauma to you, even though it's not sexual. Like, it's just the thought in your head to be thinking about another girl while you're literally living with someone else, and the fact that you had to hide it. Like, how did I not catch that?
Yeah.
Like, that was my thing. And I had checked his phone, like, because when I had that dream, it was through Snapchat. Like, you know, when I had the dream, I found out through Snapchat. And so I looked through his phone, didn't find anything. A couple days later passed, and then I see that message through Snapchat. Like,
you're like,
I
was so, like, you're deleting shit.
So you're deleting shit. And how did you delete stuff? Because you know how when you go on Snapchat, you like send a picture and it'll go like to the most people you've been texting. Yeah. Didn't find that either. That's the thing that tripped me out. It's like, and so yeah, I remember just going to the airport at like midnight, and I didn't even catch a flight till 6 a.m. and I was just there in the airport like crying my eyes out. I laugh at myself each time I think about it because it makes me kind of sad. But I feel like I've grown a lot from it. You know, it's just the thought that happened to me. And like the fact that I was so lonely and the fact that I could give my all to someone and to love someone with my entire heart, and for them to just like grab my heart and throw it on the floor and just fucking stomp on it. Like, you know, and I remember like I had no emotions. I feel like I cried it all out that night, that when I went home, I just was really missing my family. Like, some part of me wish it didn't happen, but some part of me was kind of glad it did happen because I knew that that relationship was never going anywhere. He was never growing as a person, and I was only the one growing, you know, paying everything. I was the only one that had a car. Like, you know, I was responsible for another human being that was much older than me, and that was a man. Like, how do you go about that? You know, like, that's the thing. That's why, like, I say that I'm glad it happened to me. I just wish it happened differently.
And you know what's crazy? You know, I'm getting in a little bit. I'm taking off my host cap off. It's crazy because I remember you even calling me and Danny months before this happened because he started going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, weird. I was like,
you're like, to the gym. Why? You're like, and why?
Yeah,
like,
and you know, I didn't mind. Like, I'm not toxic like that. But like, it was just weird. And then the fact that he went on, like, we were on different schedules. So like, whenever we did get a chance to be together, we would be together. So why would he go to the gym? Like, damn, you really were texting this bitch? Like, it was so important to you to message her back? No clue, dude. I had no clue. I don't know why I was blind. I was blindsided by love. Like I said, I was so blindsided. He would never do anything like that.
And it's crazy. So
and I told you, and I kept, and Alan kept saying, no, he's going to do it to you. And I was like, no, dude, no. He would never do that to me. He loves me too much. Dude, you swear to fucking God.
It's because you guys, okay, I always want to say this, and I know I'm going to sound negative as fuck, but like whenever any of my friends have ever came to me for advice and like they tell me, you know, my man's doing this, I find it odd, I find it weird. The first thing I'm like, okay, he's not into you no more. Like he's obviously being weird. He's obviously like doing this, this and that. And showing you no love and affection. Because I remember even TMI. I remember like you guys had stopped having sexual relationships.
No, we did. And that's what made me heartbroken the most. Because it's like, you know, sex is like, you know,
a big part of a relationship.
It's a big part. Especially if you live by yourself.
Yeah.
Like you, that's all you want. Like low key, that's all you want. And like the fact that it stopped out of nowhere. I just knew like.
And it was like months, huh?
Yes. And like, I just knew like, okay. He's not attracted to me anymore. And it was honestly, like I think about it, it was honestly because I started changing the way I was styling myself. The second I dyed my red hair, it was over. It was over. He didn't like that. When I got my piercings, didn't want me to. I was like, I don't care what you want. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Regardless if you like it or not. If I want to do that to myself, I'm going to do it. If you don't like it, then get the fuck out. Like, you know, if I want to do something, it's because I want to do it for myself, not for anyone else.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was over. Like,
and it was crazy too, like looking back at it, you guys, especially living it firsthand, because I remember Ashley would call us and she'd be like, dude, I even be over here like ofreciéndome, like casi echarme like on him, like, and he pushes me away.
Yeah, and like his thing wasn't even getting like
hard
anymore. And that's when I was like, ugh,
like damn, I'm ugly. Like, what?
Like, am I ugly? Am I fat?
I remember the first thing I told Ash, I was like, dude, like, you don't think he's cheating? Like, it's been months. Like, look, I'm gonna be honest, as a man, as like TMI as this may sound, like, one, sex is important, but like, men are pigs, and men can't go like months without having a sexual intercourse.
No, that's especially, true.
You know what I mean? Like, they can't. Like, it's men are pigs like that. So as a guy, and as, you know, her brother-in-law, I remember telling her, I was like, dude, like, there's no way. Because I think he would tell you that he would be insecure, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's someone else. Like, there's someone else. Because, bitch, even when I was at my biggest, like, bitch, that didn't stop me. I'm like, that didn't stop. Like, no, for real, though. Because it's like, you already have your partner. Like, why are you insecure? Why are you embarrassed?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So that happens. And funny thing is, on my perspective, I remember the night she called us, we were actually on our friend's miss trip.
Yes.
We were, we had gotten a house in, no, not friend's miss. It was actually one of our friend's birthdays. And we were on a birthday trip and we had gotten a house in Palm Spring.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that because everyone was drunk.
We were drunk, everyone was drunk. You guys.
It was a Saturday night. I remember it. Like it was nothing, dude. Like, I remember screaming to you guys, like, he fucking cheated on me. Like, you're like,
what? And that fucking sobered us up so quick, y'all. Because I remember we were like, like, the thing that we saw coming but like didn't want to believe happened.
Yeah.
And seeing Ashley in that state, I feel like we were all like, oh my God, oh my God. So I feel like we sobered up, found her a plane ride home, and
no, they did everything to find me.
It was literally like this, you guys. And I will want to say something. I feel like we were also very like, oh my God, we need to get a plane ride. We need to get it now. Because I feel like you guys, we lived a lot of crazy fights of you guys, and I feel like we were also very scared for her to like fall in a state of vulnerability and take him back.
Yes.
Because she was in the airport. We're like, dude, her plane's not going to be till 6. So I remember
when I was going to go back. I remember. And you know, I was a dumbass for continuing to talking to him like in the airport because I had no one else to talk to. And like, you know, like it was just more like comfortability with like him and like talking to him and the fact that like, I'm going to say this. Yeah. And the fact that he would like literally say like, I would tell him like, I need you to stop talking to her. He's like, I don't think I could do that. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Are you serious? Yes, bitch. He literally told me, he's like, I don't think I could do that. Like, I don't want to lie to you. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't think I could do that. I was like, dude, why is she so fucking important to you? Like, we've been together for 3 years. You met my entire family. Like, we've done so much. We were homeless together. Like, what?
Like, I literally did so much for you.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, I don't get that. You could do so much for a guy. Like, and then they'll still do that just for like, he didn't even get pussy. Like, at least get some pussy. Like, yeah. Goddamn. Like,
I think she didn't even live in Utah.
She didn't even live in Utah, dude. Like, she was fucking in California. And, like, it made me wonder, like, did they ever talk on the phone? And, dude, I found out right. I found out. Remember, I had went to California to go to a family trip. And I left him over there by himself. I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure he did something.
It's crazy.
At this point, I don't know, but.
And I feel like at this point, it's like, who cares?
I don't know what I mean.
Like, I feel like you've grown so much and, you know, you were going through it. You were going through it for so long. because I feel like it was also like your first, I mean, you had other serious boyfriends, but like your first outside serious boyfriend.
Yeah. And, you know, we did a lot together. Like, you know, I never did anything that I did with him with my other relationships. So, like, I felt like this one is the one that hit the most. Hit the fucking most, dude.
You know, so moving on a little bit onto something more.
Fuck the topic.
Y'all got the tea. So, no. But
I know, like, finally.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
So you obviously got cheated on. And I feel like you've always been so open about, like, not just getting cheated on in this relationship, but, like, almost every relationship.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Like, every single relationship you've been on, do you feel like being cheated on kind of made you in a way insecure?
I feel like yes, it did. I feel like it messed me up a lot. Like, I feel like in my head, I thought I'd never be good enough for anyone. I thought I'd never be beautiful for anyone. Like, I just thought, like, my standards were like skinny, like beautiful body, beautiful face, perfect hair, and all that. It really like messed me up, and I feel like this last one just fucking put the cherry on top to it all.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've changed so much, like, and you could tell, like, I've distanced myself. I like had more anxiety from it. I like, but then again, I did like find myself, you know. Yeah. It made me like close myself off, but find myself in a way also. But I feel like those three, all the relationships that I had really messed me up with like how confident I should really be. And like, I always like look on the internet, you know, how like all those girls getting cheated on, they're beautiful, beautiful. And it's like, dude, it's just men.
Like,
it's
not
even yourself. Yeah. Like, it's not even because you're not pretty enough. It's not because you're not worth anything. It's because men are fucking stupid and they can't keep a relationship. It's because they can't keep their dick in their pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it really is.
Seen it firsthand, especially because I've seen you change throughout the years. I remember, you know, obviously when I met you in high school, you were a little insecure. I feel like when we started doing videos, I feel like that was your era where you were like getting the most confident. Woo! Yeah. And I feel like right after her recent breakup, like during that stage of finding herself again, you became very, very toxic towards yourself.
I did.
You did. And I remember there was times where she looked so beautiful, you guys, and she would get mad. She'd be like, I look fucking ugly. What do you mean? Like, I don't look good. And I feel like recently, like, the words I look good, I look pretty, I look bomb didn't exist in your dictionary like a year and a half ago.
No, they
and
didn't.
And lately, you've been overusing them. I'm like, don't get too ahead of yourself. No, but like, I mean it in a nice way. But like, now, like, I'm super proud that like you found that confidence again after being literally destroyed. You literally have found that confidence, and I feel like you've realized that, you know what, like, I don't need a man to make me feel pretty. I don't need the approval of a guy to make me feel that I am worth it. And I feel like I've seen that growth in you, and everyone around you has too, and we're here for it, you know?
Yeah, no, and I love it. I feel like you said before, like, I am literally the most confident I ever been in my life. And I feel great about it. Like, I feel very genuinely beautiful, and I feel really good about myself. Like, I don't care if I'm gained weight. I don't care if I lost weight. Like, I feel really, really great about myself right now.
And that's good. And I feel like that's, you know, I feel like a lot of my audience has always identified with you because, you know, I feel like I have... You know, I feel like a lot of my audience has grown with you. Like,
yeah,
I
remember a lot.
People would watch me that were 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they grew up watching you and they always loved you. Because I've always said, Ashley, out of everyone I've introduced to my channel, has been that one person that everyone has always been like, we love her. We love her. Like, they literally have resonated with you. Like, even to this day, you guys. Even to this day. I think it's the mystery of Ashley. Because I always tell her, like, girl. Like, you can literally go MIA for months, and I put her in a thumbnail, and the views come in. Like, Ashley's just that love. Like, the updates, like, little things about you people love, and I feel like, one, it's because you're also very secretive, very, like, you never come around.
Yeah.
And two, it's because people really did grow to love you. And, you know, you obviously... There was even a time where she was like, I don't really want to appear in the video. Like, I don't feel good. I don't feel like I feel insecure. Mm-hmm. And I always understood, you know, I always was like, no, I get it.
But yeah,
like,
very now understanding about
I was,
that.
I've always, always been very, like, if you always tell me like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. Like, you recording, I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've literally found yourself again. And you know, that's something that I'm very happy for you.
I know. Last year, me wouldn't have done this podcast.
Literally last year when everybody was requesting her, I remember I brought up the idea. I was like, hey, are you down to talk about? She's like, honestly, like, there's no way I'm gonna talk about
this. I was not.
She's
ready.
Like, give me a year, give me 2 years, like, and whenever I'm ready.
And you gave me a year.
I gave her a year with a year mark. Right, I was like, hey, it's been a year, babe. Right? I love it. Literally, I
think the day I left from Utah, you're like, hey, babe, it's been a year.
I'm like, it's been a year. Like, are you cured now? But it's crazy that, like, it's been a year and a half now, and like, I'm happy that you're ready. You know?
Yes, I've healed a lot.
So, you know, one last, you know, a little personal question that we have for you. Mm-hmm. You know, over the years, you know, you've gone through a lot of public things, but also you've gone through a lot of things that, you know, I've seen happen to you. I've seen you go through that. Like, I sometimes think back and I'm like, damn, she's kind of gone through a lot at such a young age.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I honestly, not gonna lie, I feel like you've gone through more traumatic shit than I have.
Yeah.
Like, not gonna lie, you guys. And I say that very proud because I know she's in a better place now, but I also see it as in like, wow, she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Do you feel like going through so much at such a young age, do you feel like it's taken a toll on your mental health?
Like I said before, you know, I feel like I'm in a really great place in my life right now, that my mental health is probably the best I've ever, you know, been in, you know. But like a year ago, I was probably deep down in the darkest hole I had ever been in my entire life. Like, it was really bad that it got to a point where I just didn't want to be here anymore. I couldn't see myself living anymore. I couldn't see myself continuing. I didn't see my life going anywhere at all. Like, and it was so stupid. It was so stupid. I regret this till this day. But, you know, once you're deep in that hole, you can't get out. And like, I don't know what got me out. And I genuinely say this, and I feel like it's because of you guys, like you, Danny, my mom, my dad, and you know, Noah. Like, it was because, but like, I never told you this, but like, last year when I was deep in that hole, and you know, you knew when I was deep in that hole, like, I had stopped like talking every day. I was just deep in this little hole, and like, I came to a point where I literally tried to end it all. I didn't think life was worth living anymore. I thought it was just not for me anymore, you know. And it's like, it sucks to even say that, because you know, that's something that goes deep to some people, but like, realistically, it goes deep to me, because like, I was deep in that freaking hole, and like, I just was telling myself, like, you're not worthy. You're never going to do anything with your life. Your life fucking sucks. No one cares about you. Who cares if no one's going to care for you if you're gone? Like, that's what I was literally thinking in my head. Yeah. Like, for what reason? No reason at all. But like, once, like I said, once you're in that fucking hole, you can't get out. And the thing that got me out the most, honestly, was Noah. No, dude, I would like literally freaking cry of the thought, like, that Noah is going to be like, where's my sister? Yeah. Like, or Danny being like, where's my sister? Like, my mom, I'm hija, my only hija, you know? Yeah. And that's what like told me that, like, you know, maybe life is worth living.
Yeah.
You know, and like, maybe people do care about me, but in my thought at the time, it's like, no one cared for me. But the second I thought of that, I was like, fuck, like, I don't want people's life to be empty and to feel like their life is not worthy because I'm gone, yeah. You know? And so, but let me write this here. Like, no, that's sad to think about, because like, honestly, like, think about it. If I was gone, like, I always thought this, dude, I sometimes feel this way, like, I feel like no one would care that I'd be gone, but I know people would care, yeah. Like, you know, it's just that thought, that little freaking dark thought in your head, it's like, yeah, no one's gonna care that you're gone.
And you know what's crazy, too, like, I remember you would always, you know, I don't know about this, that you almost attempted, you know, to, you know, do it, but I remember at the time, I do remember, because she was going, you were going through a very tough state. And
yeah, I was.
I remember at the time, me acuerdo yo muy bien, that she would tell us, like, no one cares. No one ever asked me. And I remember we're like, Ashley.
I would tell you that. I remember. Oh my God, and I'm
like, Ashley,
yeah.
Ponte a pensar, like, if no one cared, if no one gave a fuck about you, like, you really think we would be doing everything we've done for you? Yeah. Like, even after, like, all the times you've made us feel like, you know, you've betrayed us, or like, you've let us down,
yeah,
or you've done this to hurt us, and we would have to suck it up and still help you out. Like, you really think we don't care?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because, you know, you were in a dark space, but I didn't think it ever got that bad.
Yeah, that's the silent ones are always the ones that are going through it the most, or the happiest ones, they say.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I felt like I try to put this persona or this mask on, that my life is perfect, I'm happy, but no, you could tell, like, you could just tell. Or sometimes I was really good at hiding it.
Yeah,
I was really freaking good at hiding it. And like, you know, that was one part in my life that I do regret, of thinking that way. And I feel like, especially, like, I blamed other people for it, like, I was like, oh, it's because of them that I feel this way, it's because, you know, duh, duh, duh. But like, realistically, like, I was stupid to think that way, if I'm being honest. But like I said before, you can never, those thoughts just come, and like, sometimes they're so hard to get away from,
you know. Oh my God, this is actually a really touchy subject, you know, because I feel like, especially with people viewing at home, like, there might be people that feel that same way, yeah. And, you know, might be in that dark hole today, you know, yeah. And as someone that's been in that dark hole and, you know, has gotten out of it, what's like maybe like an advice you can give to someone that's currently in that state of mind?
I feel like the advice I could give is, like, there are people out there that do love you. Like, I kid you not, regardless of how you feel or what you think, there are people that truly love you and want you to be here. It's not worth giving your life up for someone that did something stupid or something that happened in your life. Your life is worth living. You have people have such long lives to live. There's so much to do in this world. And like, I get it. Those thoughts, they're very hard to get away from, very, very hard way. But you got to be strong as a person and not let those thoughts get the best of you. Because if you do, then you're just going to do something that, you know, for a fact, you're just going to regret. And trust me, you are going to regret it. Regardless of what those thoughts say, you are going to regret it. So that's my advice I could give, you know, that's that's something hard, you know, it's something hard for everyone.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you want to take the advice, I know sometimes it's like, she's stupid, or like, I don't believe her. Like, no, I'm serious. There's people that love you out there. And like, just continue loving yourself, because like, at the end of the day, who's going to love you?
Yeah.
You. And that's what I had to put myself through. I love myself. I freaking do love myself now. Like, I really, really genuinely do.
You know, just quiero agregar mi, you know, granito de arena. If you're going through something like that, you guys, just know you're enough. Just know, like she said, there's someone out there that loves you. Just know that things will get better. And although they may seem like they won't ever get better, they will. Mm-hmm. And to me, I've always felt like, you know, doing such thing is not the easy way out. But, you know, just remember, things will get better. Yes. You're enough. Mm-hmm. Literally, listen to that. You are enough.
You are enough. Like, literally. Put that loud and proud.
Like,
you
say it loud and proud.
Freaking enough, dude.
Like, I know it sounds so cheesy, and I know it sounds very like, oh my God, like, shut up. You guys have perfect lives. But like, there's a lot of shit that goes on behind the scenes that y'all don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of thoughts, a lot of mental shit. And just know that it's all within yourself. Yes. And sometimes we are going through stuff because, you know, we're giving other things too much energy. Maybe all the energy that you are giving, all the negative stuff that's going on in your life, give the energy to yourself. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. Cherish yourself. Mm-hmm. If you feel like no one else loves you, then love yourself. You know, you are enough, and, you know, you're perfect the way you are. So now moving on to, you know, a more happy topic. Mm-hmm. How are you doing now?
Oh my God, you guys, stop. You're gonna blush. I'm just kidding. I'm doing so freaking great right now. I am finally dating, and honestly, I could say I'm really freaking genuinely happy. Like, this person that I'm with is like making me feel some type of way I've never felt before, and like, is giving me the actual love that I deserve. You know, it's not getting to a point where we love each other, but like, you know, he's treating me the way a man is supposed to treat me. And that's what I've been missing my entire life. And, you know, I even told Alan, I gave up dating for like a very long time, like for a year. Like, I was, you know, going around, you know, messing around. You come on.
But not even that much.
Not even that much. No, I dead ass, like, if I could tell you how many people I've been with since I've been single, I can't even put it out one hand.
Actually, like 30. It's been a very small handful.
Like, I feel like I was just not like into it. Like I said, I was so deep into that hole that I didn't think I was worthy enough for anyone.
Yeah.
But I feel like now I'm doing so much better. I found myself. I found my style. I found what I love. I'm finally like comfortable with this one person. I love my job. Like, I'm great with my family. Like, everything is just so freaking good right now, and I am freaking loving life. I am loving life so much.
I'm like, Ashley motherfucking should. I feel like, you know, it's taken so many years and so much trial and error.
Oh my God.
It's crazy though, because it really has been like trial and error, like this and that, this and that. And I'm just happy. And, you know, if you guys get anything from this interview, just, you know, just as a prime example, it gets better.
It does get better.
Life isn't as bad as you guys really think it is.
It does. It might be rocky. You might get into some, you know,
rocky or bad situations,
but it will always get better. And whatever happens will be worth it. Trust me. Things happen for a reason. Things fucking happen for a reason. I thought, oh, why did this happen? This isn't supposed to happen. This is not the chapter in my life right now. But no, it's supposed to happen for a freaking reason. And I'm so glad whatever happened a couple years ago or a year ago happened, because I was never happy.
Yeah.
I was never happy. I let myself go. I look at pictures, I let myself go.
Yeah. So, and you know what's crazy? Like, I also feel like Ashley has always been very like, she has no ill intentions. Like, she doesn't hate the people in her past that have done her dirty, you know. Yeah. That includes exes, friends. She wishes them the best.
I do, yeah.
But just not with her.
Yeah, not with me. Sorry, you lost the best. I'm just kidding.
All right, you guys, so we're getting to the end of today's episode, and I'm going to ask you the last question that I literally ask everyone. What do you see yourself doing in 5 years from now?
I weigh 5 years. Oh my God. That is such a, you know, I've never gotten that question asked, honestly, but I feel like in 5 years, I want to be like financially stable, and I want to be moved out, you know, and just finally be able to be in my own little place by myself and have, I think by 5 years I would be done by school. So I would finally do what I enjoy to do, and that's cleaning teeth. That sounds so weird, but I really enjoy that. But yeah, I feel like that's what's going to be in my 5 years is hopefully love still. Hopefully there's still a romantic sense going on. But yeah, I feel, yeah. So what do you see yourself? Has anyone asked you what you'll see yourself in 5 years?
No.
You're like, no. You're like, I'm the host.
No one even asked me if I'm okay. I don't know. I don't know what I see myself doing in 5 years. I hope I'm still
being... You're going to be 30.
Oh my God, that's 30. Scary. I just hope I continue to be blessed with like all the things that life has given me.
Yes.
I hope that I continue to navigate, you know, this platform with, you know, as much care and as much love that I have for it now. And I just, you know, continue. And I wish, you know, the best for myself, for the people around me,
yeah,
for my family to be healthy,
yes,
and
yes,
just for, you know, everyone around me to be healthy. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Hopefully a bomb ass car.
You said, I want my Rolls Royce. Is that
I want
the one you
a
want?
G-Wagon, you guys.
Oh, G-Wagon. Sorry. Hopefully I get a better car too. I'm just kidding. I'm grateful for what I have right now.
All right, you guys. So with that being said, we are approaching the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
No, thank you for having me. I had so much fun. I was so nervous in the beginning, but I got loosened up a lot.
I think you did good. And yeah. I hope, you know, as much as I enjoyed this episode, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Before we get going, you guys, I want to go ahead and say thank you guys so much for all the love and support on Noche de Pendejadas. This season has been literally one of my favorite seasons. I feel like every single one of you guys has loved it. And I just want to say how grateful I am with all the support, you know, with this project that literally started of nothing. It literally started of nothing. And, you know, I'm so happy to where it is today. Today's episode is the season finale. We don't know if there'll be a fourth season. We don't know when the fourth season will come back. But let us know in the comments down below if you guys want a fourth season. So to celebrate this season, Producción nos agarró unos pastelitos with the number 3.
Oh,
cute. And we're going to go ahead and blow them. And, you know, just wish for many more seasons. Wish for success for me, for Ashley.
Yes.
And I just want to say and appreciate, you know, Films A for literally being on this crazy ride. I want to give him a huge shout out, because without him, Noche de Pendejadas wouldn't be where it is today. I also want to give a huge shout out to every single one of my guests that has taken the time and, you know, given me the opportunity to interview them and, you know, allowed me to share their story with me and with you guys. So with that being said, thank you to season 3. Thank you to everyone watching.
Thank you.
And with that being said, you guys, I will leave all of Ashley's social medias on the screen down below. I will also be leaving all of mine so you guys can go ahead and follow me. And with that being said, thank you once again for...
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys so much for watching, supporting, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.